Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. My name is Natalia. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. Would you like me to continue in Spanish or in English?
In English, please.
Thank you. Which state do you currently reside?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
In which state do you currently reside?
State, New York.
Thank you. What is your zip code?
11801.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes, I am.
What is the year of your birth?
2001.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am not.
Thank you so much. Can you please tell me what is your race?
It's white and African American.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I consider myself a Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not very strong.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Sorry.
I'd say about a 7 or an 8.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will vote for other political offices but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election.
I'd vote for Kamala Harris right now.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? To be your representative in the Congress, Democrat or Republican?
I'd probably also vote Democrat right now.
Here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
I'd go with the second one.
Thank you so much. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. Abortion is totally banned in New York. Not sure.
I'd probably go with the second one.
Thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned or unconcerned, not very concerned, not concerned at all?
I'd say I'm pretty indifferent to it.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
I've heard a little bit about it, not much though.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'd probably vote yes for it.
Thank you. Here is the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. After reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, will you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you vote no, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'd vote yes.
Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Control over your own life. Right.
Okay.
Safety, responsibility to women, freedom, equality, making decisions about your own body, responsibility to younger and future generations, privacy, empathy.
I'd probably say privacy and the right for women to make their own decisions.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote? Much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, it makes no difference, somewhat less motivated, or much less motivated?
I'd say it makes me somewhat more motivated.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. We are halfway through, so thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate? Much more likely to vote for the candidate, somewhat more likely, it will make no difference, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for the candidate.
Can you repeat the first part of that question again?
Of course. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate? Or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'd say probably more likely.
Okay. Will that make you much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Probably make me less likely to vote for them.
Will you say somewhat or much less?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want an abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion law?
I'd say the first option, legal nationally.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the states to decide on their own about abortion laws?
Probably the third option.
Thank you. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want the states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I'd say the third option.
Sorry, did you say the third?
Yeah, the one where it's legal nationwide, but there's some exceptions.
Okay, we have want a version to be legal and accessible, nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want a version to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, that one?
No, go with the first one.
Oh, okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue for abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, very unimportant.
I'd say somewhat important.
Thank you. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement? I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, very unimportant.
I'd also go with somewhat important.
Thank you. You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just read, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, neutral, is neither favorable nor unfavorable?
I'd say just in general unfavorable.
Okay, will you say somewhat or very?
Let's go very.
Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supporter of the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, will that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'd say less likely.
Will you say much or somewhat?
Much.
Thank you. Here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. We deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedoms. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not a very convincing reason, not convincing reason at all.
I'd give that somewhat convincing.
The next president is likely to appoint up to the 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court ruling on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices, who take bribes from billionaires to attack our reproductive freedom. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, not at all convincing.
I'd give that somewhat convincing.
Every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions.
I give that very convincing.
Thank you. One second, please. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex changes for minors without parental consent. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing reason, not convincing reason at all.
I give that somewhat convincing.
Reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems and is too extreme. I'm voting for Republicans who have a moderate, common sense approach to abortion.
I give that very convincing.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'd say about a 7.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein, undecided, will vote for other political offices, but not president, will not vote at all in the upcoming election?
I'd say Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'd say yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, Democrat or Republican?
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Let's go with a 4-year degree.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, I am not.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
I'd say straight.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible, did not vote?
I actually voted for Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Just including me, I was still in college, so I think it might have been maybe $2,000 in total.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you very much. You have a nice evening.